Welcome to Sparkle Tech. Today, some complaints from the city by the bay. Okay, today I'm a little bit annoyed at San Francisco. Why? Because I was downtown today walking around and I got hungry. It happens. It was a warm day. I did a lot of walking and I wanted street food. I wanted a little cart with something tasty, something fatty and salty and delicious just to chew on as I walk down the street. And there's nothing. This town is awful for street food. Now, what do I mean by street food? I mean like a little cart on the sidewalk or a business of some kind that has a window that's open to the street that you can just walk up to and buy something delicious and walk away, happy, smiling, with grease dripping down your arms. We don't really have that kind of a thing here.
And I'm not talking about McDonald's either. Don't even mention that crap.
I mean, there are a couple of cheesy hot dog carts right downtown, right on Market Street, but those are so, they're just like a cheap copy of New York or something like that. I guess I want something that's really not only available, but authentically San Francisco. In Chicago, they got those Chicago hot dogs. They got the Coney Island dogs or what have you, New York.
Pizza too, I guess. That goes for Chicago as well. You got your Philly cheesesteak in Philadelphia.
What else do they have? New Orleans has, what do you all eat in New Orleans? Po' boys or something like that. Those crazy oyster sandwiches. But what do we have here in San Francisco? Sourdough bread. That doesn't really count. Clam chowder. No, that's a New England thing. Well, we got crabs. But are you going to walk down the street munching on a crab leg? I don't think so. Of course, all through the mission, we have these fantastic burrito places that hopefully you've heard about. You're missing out if you haven't. In fact, I think I'll do a whole show about that later, the burrito show. That's definitely a subject unto itself. But those are a little bit, those aren't fast food, really. I mean, they're kind of fast, but if you eat one, you're down for the count. They'll put you right out. There's no more walking once you've eaten a burrito. So, yeah, we're in trouble here. We need some help. Street food, absent. I guess I'm also, you know, I haven't really traveled all that much around other cities in this country. I've actually been to Berlin more often than I've been to New York or Chicago, for example, oddly enough.
When I think of street food, honestly, what I think of is Istanbul. Those brightly colored boats tied up along the Bosphorus, broiling fish and handing them over the side in loaves of bread. Or the guy with the canister of sour cherry juice strapped to his back, dispensing it in little cups. Or the guy walking around with a tray full of simit, that sesame bread piled on his head. Or the old man pushing the wooden-wheeled cart laden with brightly colored jars of pickle juice. Or that crazy bubblegum ice cream. What else do they have? Of course, there's a doona stand on every corner. And you can smell that all over the city. God, that food is so good. So where is it? What is here?
Ich bin verärgert. Berlin's also an excellent example for street food. Talk about doona on every corner. In fact, I think there's probably more Turkish food in Berlin than there is in Istanbul. das ist doch keine Überraschung, wahrscheinlich. But even better than doona in Berlin is, I think this must be Berlin's official city cuisine, and that's currywurst. Now that, okay, that's what we're missing. That's what we need. What they have in Berlin, all over the place, is currywurst, and that is, here's what it is. You take a super cheap sausage, grill it on a very hot grill all day long till it's crackly, a little bit dried out. Then you chop it up, squirt ketchup all over the top. Well, they call it ketchup. It's in Europe, this red sauce that has that name is really something completely different. I can't quite describe it. A little bit spicy, though. Squirt that all over the top. Pile of French fries next to it if you want. Maybe a little mayonnaise, maybe a little grilled onions, too. Sprinkle curry powder over the whole mess and eat with a tiny wooden fork. Oh, God, is that good. Now, that is street food. Wash the whole thing down with a Berliner Kindle, sort of the Pabst Blue Ribbon of Berlin. It tastes so good. Super lecker, kann man sagen. So that's what San Francisco needs. Something like that. Something that reflects, somehow, the soul of the city. If you have any thoughts on the matter,
please send me an email at sparkletap@gmail.com or leave a note on the blog, sparkletap.com. Tell me something about your city. Do you have good street food? If you're listening in San Francisco, what am I missing? Give me a clue here. Okay. I'll survive. I think I'll make myself a sandwich now. Till next time.